أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذي نجا منهما وادكر بعد أمة أنا أنبئكم بتأويله فأرسلون. يوسف أيها الصديق أفتنا في سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخر يابسات لعلي أرجع إلى الناس لعلهم يعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. We continue with the discussion of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Surah Yusuf verses 45 and 46. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the dream that the king of Egypt had. No one could interpret this dream. Many of them said, Al-Ghathu Ahlam. It is a confused dream. And we do not interpret dreams that are confused, that are all mixed up. That person, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, had interpreted his dream in the prison that he will be freed and he will become the cupbearer of the king. Now remembers Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And again, this is that plot of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is that plan of Allah. That at the time when he was asked by Yusuf alayhi salam to remember him by the king, he had forgotten. And now the king requires help. He requires the interpretation of the dream. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the musabbibul asbab, now brings it to his mind that the king needs help. So Yusuf alayhi salam will be one that will incur the favor upon the king, rather than the king incurring a favor upon Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Hence Allah ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِي نَجَى مِنْهُمَا. And that person who was saved from the two of them, the two of them, the two inmates that were with Yusuf alayhi salam, وَدَّكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّةٍ أَنَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِتَأْوِيلِهِ فَأَرْسِلُونَ. He remembered after a long while, after a long time, and he said, I will tell you the interpretation of his dream. فَأَرْسِلُونَ, then send me. In other words, send me to the prison. I will speak to this person. I will get the interpretation of the dream. He remembers the expertise of Yusuf alayhi salam, together obviously with the taqwa and the purity of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. He addresses Yusuf alayhi salam, and the beauty of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not discuss all the details that were not necessary for hidayat, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings about those aspects of the incident of the story that are necessary for our hidayat, that will help us to understand Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's greatness, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's kindness and compassion. Yusufu ayyuhas siddiq. When he enters the prison after all the arrangements were made, he addresses Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, ayyuhas siddiq. Now here, the word siddiq actually refers to the one that is absolutely truthful. In terms of the shariat, siddiq is that person whose inner self conforms to the outer conforms to the inner. Head to toe, a person is truthful. He is truthful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his words. He is truthful to Allah ta'ala in his deeds. And this is the address, and this is what his opinion about Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was. Aftina, give us the interpretation of the dream. Fi sab'i baqaratin siman ya'kuluhunna sab'un ijaf. Regarding seven lean cows that devoured seven fat cows. Wa sab'i sumbulatin khudr wa ukhra yabisat. And the person that had seen in the dream, he had seen seven fresh ears of corn and seven dry ones. So what is the interpretation of this dream? If you inform us, لَعَلِّي أَرْجِعُ إِلَى النَّاسِ, so that I may return to man, to the people. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, so that they will come to know. And this is the beauty of this part of the incident, is that when I give this interpretation to the king, everybody will come to know. They will want to know where the interpretation had come from. I will mention you, and the people will not only know the interpretation of the dream, but they will come to know about this personality whose name is Yusuf, who has been imprisoned unrightfully, and hence he needs to come out of the prison. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chalks out, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows Allah Ta'ala's greatness, Allah Ta'ala's planning, and Allah Ta'ala is the Musabbibul Asbab. Allah is the one that is the creator of all the means. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.